she has been very busy lately. Ford has contracts. GM has contracts. We still got challenge with Chrysler. We're going to get caught up. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about transit? Do you think we should use it more here in the state of Michigan? I know that folks love their cars. I know it's probably in the best interest of the big three that we buy cars. What do you think the UAW stance on that is?
I think our stance is that we need them all, right? We need mass transit. We need cars. We need a combination of everything. And I think there's a lot of opportunities. Cars aren't going to go away, right? I think what we're talking about is commuting to work, and it's something that we encourage even in our own institution. We're about how do we conserve and how do we create a better future for our kids. And I think that's part of the whole equation.
All right, we got deal. You have deals done with Ford and GM. We in the media were thinking, oh, this is going to be terrible. It's going to take forever. But you got those deals done in a relatively short period of time.
Yeah, I think, we felt that we would. I think the workers together with management have been working together for a very long time to make companies more efficient, you know, to make sure that there's a future for those companies. So, you know, when workers and management sit down, I mean, this isn't surprising to me because I see it happen all the time. We can come up with solutions, and I think that shows that we have, you know, both in Ford, GM, and Chrysler.
Well, Cindy, here in Lansing, there are some folks who had called our program and said, you know what, we're glad that the contracts got ratified, and these are UAW workers, but, you know, we see the profits that GM and Ford are making, and we think we should have got a little bit more of those profits. What do you think about that?
As far as the workers in the big three, or the state workers?
Yeah, the workers and the UAW workers. Do you think the employees should have gotten a little bit more of a percentage of those profits?
I think that the employees all understand that this is a delicate balance of making sure that, you know, when times are going well, that they also have what I call skin in the game. And I think that you would see, and you'd see by the vote, that, you know, overwhelmingly workers are happy with the contract they have. They understand that, you know, there's a lot of elements that go into that bargaining. And I think that, workers, you know, when CEOs are making as much as they are, I think there always needs to be a balance. I think that workers stepped up to the plate and knew what they had to do to make sure that they have long-term viability.
All right, Cindy, I had heard that the Chrysler deal was done, and then again this morning I heard it wasn't. Where are we, and what are the challenges for you?
You know, my assignment isn't Chrysler or the Big Three. It's actually auto parts workers and state workers. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, you know, Chrysler, it is done. The workers, the majority of workers voted for it. I know that there's some issues around skilled trades. But in our minds, you know, a contract was ratified in Chrysler.
And I always think that no one thinks this is going to be an easy process. It was with Ford and GM, but it's just part of the process, right?
That's right.
All right,
and workers are involved in that process.
All right, so what's next? What's at the top of the to-do list for you over the next couple of months now that this contracts stuff is taken care of?
Well, you know, in the state, with the state workers, I'm excited about that. We have not had the contract ratified yet. We won't have the ratification vote until the first week in December. But I think that along with the state, we have a lot of work to do. We've made a commitment, you know, both from the governor and the unions, the workers, that we're going to sit down and look at how we create efficiencies in state government. It's really clear that there's tons of money that can be saved if we can get management and workers to sit down at the table and start to work on how we have savings in healthcare, how we look at privatization in a different way. No one's saying privatization shouldn't exist, but let's make sure that it exists and makes sense. That means that it's saving the state money and also providing, you know, good services to our citizens. And so I think there's a commitment from the governor that we're going to sit down and look at creating those efficiencies instead of ending up here in a couple years saying that we need more money from workers. Where can we get the savings where we're not working smart? And so I'm excited about that. But it's going to be, it's going to be a process, and it's going to take everyone step
late. Now, as you mentioned, Cindy, we wanted to talk with you about the new 2-year agreement with state employees. That's where your main focus is. And seeing that deal get done, were you pleased?
I was very pleased. I think the workers are pleased. I was especially pleased, though, in this efficiency piece. We had a report called New Solutions where we were looking at management to worker ratio. We're looking at privatization and just efficiencies in general. And I think the commitment by the governor to say he's interested in looking at together with us. I mean, workers for a long time in the state, and I've only been involved in the state for a year and a half, and they have a lot of exciting ideas. It really reminds me of what, you know, what I see in auto parts and what I see in the big three. Workers know how to make their workplaces more efficient. We just need to sit down and listen to them. So I think, you know, just in the management to worker ratio, there's six workers to every manager in the state, which is very high. And how do we look at where we can change that up and have more self-directed work teams so that we, you know, if we just change that ratio, seven workers to one manager could save $75 million. So we're excited about being part of that process.
You know, Cindy, there's the vibe out there that the unions and the state workers have had it really, really good. And, yeah, they've accepted some cuts and they've had some challenges with contracts, but they're still kind of the fat cat, if you will, when it comes to retirement and what they pay for bennies and whatnot. How do you respond when you hear that type of information floating around?
Well, one is I don't know what happened to our country when a middle-class job is too much. What I see is a lot of people, instead of looking at how do we all do well, pitting one worker against the other, I think that these workers work really hard. I've had the opportunity to work with them for a year and a half, and I think that they have really tough jobs in the state, and I think that they see it as a long-term job, which I think is what we need, the commitment in the state. So I think that they work very hard for their money. I think that they understand inefficiencies better than anyone because they're involved in them. And so I think, you know, middle class is not a bad job. We should be asking ourselves, how do we help the rest of the state have those kind of jobs? I mean, just in August alone, I just read a study that said there was over 500,000 people looking for jobs and 100,000 available. So, you know, we need to look at how we change the whole dynamic in the state instead of vilifying a group of workers who provide very important services to our citizens.
Cindy, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you very much.